Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee lawmakers will not be adding funding for small independent venues. Last year, they passed a law that aimed to fight corporatization in the music industry and protect smaller stages where early career artists hone their craft. The Tennessee Live Music Support Act can create competitive grants for venues, promoters, and musicians. Except the General Assembly never put any money in that account. There was a pitch this year to tax resale concert tickets, and even though it seemed to get strong bipartisan support early on, it failed during this year's legislative session. The Nashville Electric Service is pursuing reforms after its electric system failed during an ice storm in January. Power losses stretched out for 16 days, and the company delayed giving people estimates for the time of restoration. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that an independent review shows it didn't need to be that way.
The storm coated Nashville with upwards of 0.75 inches of ice, snapping tree limbs and pulling down power lines. About half the city lost power. Now, NES is looking to do better. The group hired legal groups to coordinate a review of its planning and response to the storm. And CEO Teresa Boyles-Applin told the company's board on Wednesday that NES is taking action now ahead of the stormy spring season.
So we've committed the last 80-plus days to making significant progress in the areas that impact our customers the most.
The review found that NES did not have sufficient planning or communication for a large-scale event. Critically, the company did not have a reliable method to estimate the workers needed to respond to the storm. The review authors also recommend a new outage alert system. Then NES can consistently provide an estimated time of restoration when customers lose power. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Ellis and Family Investments are ramping up in Middle Tennessee. The film company Paramount Skydance, led by David Ellison, is hiring in its Nashville office. It built filming space in Smyrna and Berry Hill, according to the Tennessean. The company is now trying to merge with Warner Brothers. Software giant Oracle is headed by Larry Ellison, David's father. That company just leased more than 100,000 square feet of office space in the